Could I ask for your prayers for a moment that I can speak a word from the Lord to you on this beautiful feast of the birth of John the Baptist? And I'll pray that you're able to hear what the Lord wants you to hear. And let us entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. As we reflect on the birth of John the Baptist, we remember Elizabeth, his mother, who was barren. She was an old woman. She had always wanted to have children, wasn't able to have them. But by a miracle of God, the angel showed up, told Zechariah, who doubted and struggled, but eventually trusted enough to come home to his wife. They conceived, and now, finally, 9 months later, she would give birth, and they would see the face for the first time of this miracle. John was a miracle in their lives. And the scriptures tell us this, that her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. What was his great mercy? His great mercy was a baby. God's great mercy was a baby. He showed that great mercy to her in particular. She had struggled to conceive. It was something she wanted. But it's also true in general. God's great mercy is revealed to us in a baby. It's what this whole season is leading up to. In the celebration of Christmas and the birth of Christ, God's great mercy is revealed to us in a baby. And in fact, every baby, every human life is a gift of God, and it's a sign of his mercy. For one thing, it means that he hasn't given up on the human race. In spite of the hubris of science, we can't actually create human life without God. God is involved in the creation of every human life. And the fact that he still gives us new immortal souls is a sign of mercy. It's a sign of hope. God hasn't given up on the human race. It doesn't take too much to look around and see why God should give up on the human race. But he hasn't. He hasn't given up on us. And he continues to give us new babies, new life. Every new life is a gift, a joy, a great mercy. And it was a great mercy for Elizabeth. And John the Baptist would be a great mercy in a number of ways in his prophetic ministry, but every life is a sign of God's presence and love. That new life, that baby, is a sign of great mercy also because it renews us. Even this old woman and this old man, Zechariah's faith had grown old. He was a priest. He carried out the temple ministry. He was probably a very faithful man, went to work every day, did what he was supposed to be doing. But his heart had grown cold so that when the angel came to him, he doubted and didn't believe that God would or could really do this. His faith had become routine, perfunctory. And we grow old physically, but we can't grow old in our hearts. Oldness in our hearts is cynicism, hardness, disbelief. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. It's always been this way. It'll always be this way. It doesn't matter. There's no hope. That kind of oldness. And a baby has a way of breaking through. And we even see that with the praise of Zechariah breaking through at the birth of John. Praise breaks out of his heart. And that's what happens to us in the presence of a baby. Babies bring forth praise, summon forth praise from our hearts. The delight of little children, the way that they discover the world, the newness that's there, things that have become old to us are revived, things that we have set aside. Oh, I've seen those stars 1,000 times. I've seen that big full moon 1,000 times. I've seen these countrysides. I've seen these animals. I've seen these all these things that we just grow old and cynical and worn out about. And we see them again through the eyes of a child, and it brings us alive again because their delight and their wonder have a way of bringing new life to our hearts. It's a sign of God's mercy. Mercy, in a fundamental way, is a renewal. It's a renewal from deep within. When we grow old And the fastest way to grow old and the most painful way is through sin. When we choose to sin, when we choose to just serve ourselves and fill ourselves and focus on ourselves and worship ourselves, all of that movement through sin just makes us so old. But a baby is a mercy, a way of breaking through that. And mercy renews us from within. Mercy gives us a more childlike heart. Mercy gives us a new outlook, a new start, a new beginning. This is what mercy does. And so we see mercy in a special way through that gift of new life. And mercy is itself a gift of new life for each one of us. We live in a world, as you know, that resists new life and also resists mercy. Our world is incredibly indulgent. We're very much into tolerance, and we like to say everything is okay. But the fact is, when we do things that are wrong, it has a way of wearing us out. It has a way of putting us down. It has a way of numbing us to what is good. When we're just self-centered and self-indulgent and we lash out at other people and we just fill our mouths and fill our bodies and just are living in this kind of self-indulgent state, it makes us very old. And we try to justify. We don't want to feel bad about it. It's okay. You can do that. Oh, everything's okay. And meanwhile, we're just getting emptied out of life and numbed in our hearts, and life around us becomes very dull and routine. But mercy has a way of both saying, no, it's not okay, and let's begin again. Let's have a new beginning where we renew our ideals, where we renew our zeal, where we renew our lives, and we strive again to do good. We thrive on doing good, not on doing evil, not on being self-centered, not on focusing everything on my own pleasure and my own satisfaction. We thrive on doing good, on love, on self-sacrifice. We thrive on that. But it's difficult, and we fail, and we struggle, and we fall. And then the answer is not to simply justify it and pretend like it's okay. The answer is to say, no, it's wrong. But God gives me another chance. He lets me begin again. And again, that's what every baby is doing for us. It's a wonderful way that babies have a way of renewing parents. It's a well-known phenomenon that people who have drifted away from church have a way of wandering back when the baby comes in, because there's a desire with this new life to do it better for them. Let's have a better life for them. I recognize my own failures and the sufferings I've gone through, but this new life gives me a chance to do it better for them, provide a better life, and help them be introduced to the best things. And God is among the best things. Well, He is the best. And so, of course, we want to introduce Him to God. But then I guess if I'm going to do that, I need to figure out then what this whole God thing is about. I can say in an interesting way in my own life, my parents really grew up without faith. But my mother, even from the time of the birth of my brother and of me, wanted to introduce us to something, wanted to bring us to faith, wanted to introduce us to church, and she just didn't really know where to go or how to do that. And she actually whispered a kind of prayer to the Lord, well, maybe as my boys will grow up, they'll discover something and they'll be able to introduce me to it. My brother became Catholic 2 years before me, and now her son, the priest, does a lot of introducing his mother to the Lord and has done so and prayed with her, and there's been a whole blossoming there in my family. But we want that new life, a new beginning, to overcome our failures and also to begin and have an even better experience than we did. Every baby is a sign of mercy. We know how old our society is also in resisting that. It's Bishop Gregory in the Maronite Voice, not this month, but the last month, wrote a little bit about Amoris Laetitia, about the joy of love. And he quoted from Paul VI's encyclical, Humanae Vitae, about contraception. One of the things that contraception does is it says the child is an enemy, and it resists the child. It resists new life. And then, as Paul VI predicted and has happened very much, even worse than that, abortion. Again, the child is an enemy. If this child enters into my life, it's going to ruin everything. That's the kind of attitude that starts to grow within us, a fearful attitude. And that's not the way that we look at children. Children are always a gift. They do change our lives, and they do call us to great sacrifice. They do radically alter a family. I say to the couples that I marry and are welcoming a new life, you know, I have an abbot as a monk, and I make holy obedience to him. He tells me what to do in the broad sense. He's the one who gives me permission to come here and sends me out, things like that. I said, when the baby is born, you have an abbot in your family. The baby is the superior. The baby determines everything. And our lives have a way of being rearranged around that new life that is welcomed. It is a great sacrifice. And for a family, for a community also, for a parish, we arrange ourselves around the little ones. But it is a mercy and a new beginning. And I want to just conclude by quoting from Pope Francis. He gave us a little letter after the Year of Mercy, and he said, "We've experienced the Holy Year, a time rich in mercy, which must continue to be celebrated and lived out in our communities. Mercy cannot become a mere parenthesis in the life of the Church. It constitutes her very existence, through which the profound truths of the gospel are made manifest and tangible. Everything is revealed in mercy. Everything is resolved in the merciful love of the Father." And we see that great mercy in babies, in new life. Let us pray that our world will become a world, a culture of mercy, that our world will become a world, a culture of life.